Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kimmel. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Hey, I'm still stuffy over here, but I'm bringing it to you anyway. We let nothing stop us. It is Find It Out Friday. We're going to be short and brief. You know, what I found out, the only way for human beings to change is for them to conquer their inner darkness and rediscover the eternal dignity within their own lives, cultivating the noble spirit with which all people are endowed will directly lead to a change in the destiny of humankind. See, we are change makers out here. We've been change agents for a long time. It's time to change make. And the best change maker I knew was Dr. Martin Luther King. So we're going to say happy Martin Luther King birthday weekend, okay? I'm not sure if we're going to come on. We have some events to attend, working with youth. Keep your ears and your eyes posted. We might come up and share a few things with you on Mindful Monday, or we'll return on Tuesday. But I'd like to say this to you. Vaccines or not, this COVID out here is no joke. I had two nephews, two great nieces. They got it. They kicked it. Must be the red beans and rice they eat in Texas. See, it doesn't discriminate. It depends on your immune. Okay, you could be walking around with it and don't know you had it, all right? But they're still here. So if you are healthy and you do the right thing, you make it, okay? So whatever we've been doing out here for the vacciners and the non-vacciners or whatever, you know, it's always step into your greatness and take others with you. But for the ones who just want to check out of here, don't come and get me, because I'm really not ready to go. Really not ready to go on that. So before we break, Miss Tiffany, when an eye can see it, do it and get the job done. I'm going to play a little patty for you, because I know we're all anxious to get out there and do stuff. Be careful. Be safe. Okay? No essential meeting ups. You don't know who you're around, and a lot of people are not being honest, and they don't even know that they're infecting others. So welcome in to Find It Out Friday. Oh, and before I let you go, if you don't want your feet to hurt, remain authentic. Walk in your own shoe, no matter what your directive is. Because when you try to be another or be like others other than yourself, you'll have sore feet. You don't want that. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday. I know you want to get out there and get busy, but hold on just a little bit longer. Let these cases go back down. You know, we got 44,715 people hospitalized, 45,000 new cases. Okay, not yet herd immunity or whatever that's going to do. Okay, non-essential gatherings, they're not being approved. Okay, think about it. Don't die because Aunt Susie's pie. Okay, you know she can cook and she can fix them and put them in the freezer for you out there. So just be safe out there. And on that note, I'm going to quit lecturing. I'm going to bring in Miss Tiffany Jones. Tiffany with an I see it, I arrange it, I get the job done. Tiffany, are you with us this evening for Find It Out Friday?
I am. How are you, Linda?
Well, I'm still a little bit nasally over here, as you can see, but I'm working on it because we don't believe in defeat. And this is just a compilation here and a blend of all those states that I went through over the holiday, different climate changes. But I had a little call that was, it was a hacking call, so I had to break down and take some serious cough medicine, okay? They got one eye open over here and one eye closed. So that's why we're going to be quick on Find It Out Friday because I do not want to pass out on my listeners. I do not want to pass out on you, but I am taking care of myself because I will feel better and get this ugliness out of my system because we must move forward over here. And I'm glad that you took our time to come on with us and tell us about moving forward or whatever you'd like to share with the listeners and what you found out. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you, and I'm just going to sit silent over here.
Okay, great. But I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better. That's always a good sign. Recovery is always good after you've been kind of sick. So, and I heard you talk about the cases and people in the hospitals. And, yes, I will reiterate what you said. Just take care of yourself, you know. Do what you need to do necessary. You can be out there, but be out there cautiously.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, take your vitamins, do what you're supposed to do, rest, and you should be okay. I mean, you know, it's typical flu season. There's a lot going on, even with flu and COVID. Who knows who's got what?
That's right.
If it's flu or COVID, you don't even know.
No.
So, but just take care of yourselves, just like you were saying earlier, and I'm sure you'll be able to get to the other side of winter. Because spring
yeah.
is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know,
I love spring.
I do,
spring
too.
Spring and summer.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it, you know. And winter always turns in spring. It doesn't go backwards. So that's something that we can look forward to and we can move forward to. So I know you've had a very exciting week, great things happening, you know, great guests coming
did.
On your show. And no matter what the obstacles were, you kept moving forward. So, you know, kind of like, if you don't mind, what type of mindset does an individual have to just move forward no matter what? You're a great example. And do you want to, like, give us a few pointers here briefly?
Yes, I will tell you. You know, a lot of people admire celebrities. And I'm not saying that I am by any means, but the process of going through following your dream, your passion to entertain is, I wouldn't say it's for the weak at heart, because it really isn't. You go through a lot of different things. You think it's easy. You think that people give their word, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you find out that they don't. And then the show must go on. I found out that at least know something about every aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very, very grateful and have great fortune and been blessed to have a great foundation and a network. And sometimes I'm not able to do my own show. And in the case that was yesterday, I had someone else do it, and we were able to, the person who was being interviewed was actually blessed because they were saying some of their obstacles and they were really being honest, and that he was open and that he was honest, he was able to get somebody that could help him, who I think called in or emailed or something and was able to, because they saw the show, so and was able to help him, whatever he was going through at that time. And that's the beauty of my show. It's not just we're on television and we're talking about things. It's about me sharing your book, your work, your organization, and your life. You know, if you're vulnerable enough to come on and share that, that is awesome, because it is in that we all heal. You know, someone tells their example or someone tells about the pain and their struggles, and you know, either a blessing comes to them from it or a blessing can come to you, the audience that's watching. And it was just, it's amazing. So first of all, I'm not that type of person that's like, you know what, if the show has to go on and I can't do it, then, you know, I have a great person that does my show for me that I totally trust. And that was what I found out yesterday, that, you know, in that show particularly, we blessed someone, and that's what I wanted anyway. You know, like on this show, you share, you care, you give great information, you want people to heal, excel, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that it's great that it can be done that way, and you have platforms such as this, you know, my show and other shows out there, that you can, you know, connect. And maybe someone's having a bad day or somebody's not feeling well or whatever, and they tune to this show or my show or whomever's show to find something that, you know, makes them laugh, gives them some golden nugget of wisdom, anything, you know, and I think that's really important. But I will say that I am learning just about as much as I can right now in terms of production. You know, if you have to know a little bit about everything so that when you talk to people, you're coming with knowledge, so that no one can say something that you don't know and then now they can manipulate the conversation because they know that you don't know. But I think that's in all things in life, not only in this, but just whatever it is that you do, know something about every aspect of what you do in your career, because then that way you have more control, you know how to, you know, what direction to go in, and you know how to figure it out along the way. And then that way no one can take advantage of you. They can't manipulate the situation, so forth and so on. So, and then today I found out that if you want a cake, cake is cake, right? So a very simple cake, without, it doesn't have to be decorated. Of course, I mean, not extravagantly, to have the same taste and effect. You know what I'm saying? Cake is cake. It's about a memory. But sometimes you may not have $600 or $200 to spend on the cake, and sometimes simplicity is just the best. And you can get that same experience with the $45 cake instead of $200. And which is, you know, it's great. Because sometimes all I think cake is about experience and what it, you know, what it brings. Like in a wedding, a birthday, it creates memories, and it's great. But sometimes, you know, you can still create the memory, but you may not have all the fancy glitter, gold, you know, extra on it. But you can still have a cake that tastes good and looks good for, you know, a lesser amount. And that doesn't mean that you can't get that in the future, but if, you know, you're having to plan something now and, you know, after Christmas, and mm-hmm. you want a $600 cake, but, you know, that may not be in the budget, you can still get a nice cake that's, you know, nicely priced, that tastes good and looks good, and you can still create the memory and have a wonderful experience. So,
and everybody gets that cake. And when you speak of, you know, it's always good to know, and I hate to sound so nasally, but I got to comment on this. What you're talking about is learning a little bit about your whatever you do, that's adding tools to your toolkit, and that's education.
Right.
And once you get that education, can be taken away from you. It can be brought to you in many, many ways, just like that cake example. I found out about the importance of cake, you know, through, like you say, memories and things. But, you know, my friend, the singing chef, you know, because he's worked all through many, many events with COVID and everything, and he works very safely and within protocol. And what I found out, we had a beautiful cake, but he made miniature cakes so that no one person was slicing anything. They were all miniatures, and you took your thong and you got your cake, and everybody had cake. Mm-hmm. So when you brought that up, it brought back memories for me. Yes, cake is cake, and it could taste just as good $600 versus a $6 one. It's the way that it's being delivered, and just as we are all very endowed in greatness. We all have it. Some of us exercise it, some of us don't. Some of us are stifled with it. Some of us, the G get took off and threw across the street somewhere. But you have to realize that you have that greatness and keep on pushing forward and moving forward and staying on that path to your purpose. And eventually a door will open that has clean glasses and they can see all the greatness that's there that you have to offer. And they are willing to inspire and encourage you to carry further, to continue to complete to your dreams and goals, just as you said, you know. And it's a process in following those dreams and passions. And you're going to go up many, many, you know, the road is not flat. It has bumps. It has hills. It has mountains. Sometimes you have to take to the peak and get up there and slide right back down and start all over again. But the one word that you use with your guest coming on that stuck with me is honesty. Honesty is the key. So when you move in honesty and authenticity, you don't have to worry. Tiffany, as you know and as I believe, walk in your own shoe. Okay, therefore you never have hurt feet, because when you're out there trying to step in others, you run into a problem. And I feel this hat coming on. So on that note, I'm going to close out and let you give us a closing word to carry us through Martin Luther King Happy Birthday weekend. We might come on Monday. We'll discuss that. But just give us something here, and I'll speak with you on that. We do have some things to do earlier that day with the youth that's going to be virtual because the parade has been canceled in Los Angeles, which is a good thing, okay? It's an exciting time, and it's a time to bring the community together, but right now the community needs to stay at home, okay, until this stuff dies down, until we get something flattened or we actually know what we're dealing with. Since there's not a lot of honesty, people don't tell the truth, you're walking around, you don't know if you it or if you're not it. All you know and you can be appreciative of and be grateful for is that you're still here to see the day. Okay, that's what we have to do over this whole weekend. So I'm going to say reflect and sort of like relax, restructure, rejuvenate those brain cells so that you can stay strong, so that you can remain safe, and you can be aware of yourself, your needs, and everything that's around you. And I'm going to close out on that, and I'm going to let you take us on out, Tiffany, with an I Can Do It, See It, and Get the Job Done.
Thank you. It is a nice celebration to just recall how far we have come through, you know, the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. And it's a great time to celebrate, a really great time to celebrate. I think we should always celebrate life and celebrate the accomplishments of people who have paved ways for us, so that we can experience greater things in life. The civil rights movement was a very tumultuous time for most people. It also brought together a lot of people, and I just think that we should just keep in our hearts and in our minds the greatness of that. You know, one man who took on the responsibility in making sure that all could achieve their dreams. It was just not one person or a culture of people or just one group of people, that we could all do it.
and that the uniqueness of all cultures, there's uniqueness in all cultures, and I'll go a little further to say that there's a uniqueness in all cultures, and we need to unify and find that and understand that we are unique, but we represent a whole. We are all connected. We are all connected. And there's no separation. So this weekend, just celebrate, you know, within your home, not doing too much, but just being aware of the benefit of someone doing that and going out, and those people who really fought to make it better for others. So I think that would be all I would say for this weekend in light of the fact that it is Martin Luther King's birthday.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to close it out because, you know, I like to bring it straight on in. Sit down, relax, open up your ears, and listen to the words of your ancestors. We are walking, standing on their shoulders. Make sure you're walking in your own shoes, because you don't want to be standing up there trying to get to that next destination with your baby toe hurting, okay? And on that, I'm going to close us out. Tiffany, thank you so much. All we have is our souls, and we must be able to reflect back and understand who we are, not just only this culture. All cultures have, as you say, a uniqueness, and we're all as one here. And I'll leave it with what I always share when I do my lectures on purpose, the who, the what, the when, and the who. You know, you can take a bowl of fruit, and in that fruit is bananas, apples, peaches, plums. They're all fruit. We call it a fruit bowl. But each fruit has a different purpose, a different texture, a different taste, a different nutritional value, but yet and still it is all fruit. So I'm going to leave us with that note so that we can keep it in mind, so that we can understand unification is the key. Mindset, culture-wise, have that dialogue. Talk about those ugly things. Get to understand one another, because we're all here together. And I'm going to close us out. Tiffany, we love you. Find it out on Friday. We like to bring it to you any way we can. Happy Martin Luther King's weekend. Happy Martin Luther King's birthday. Tiffany, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime. You're always welcome here.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Oh, my mama told me, 'cause she said she learned the hard way. Says you wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for all the truth, 'cause all that you have is your soul.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
I'm
with
you,
Betty
girl.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say
woo.
Breaking up.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.